Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody, to our third call on hormones. And today we're going to be working on the hormones and the chakra balancing. And that's kind of fun work to do because we're going to work with colors. We're going to work with light. And many of you know the chakras, and those that don't know the chakras, you might get to know them a little bit more closely, or those that know the chakras get to know your own particular chakra more deeply, because knowing something in the mind and knowing about it is one thing, but to really feel the areas where you have hang-ups, where you are maybe needing to have more expansion, just kind of exploring that, that's the part that can be a lot of fun. So thank you, everybody, for being here on this call. And we are here contained in a sacred space. We're always connected to source. They're all there is, pure source. That's, you can't get away from it. And just coming into this present moment, taking a deep breath. And allowing all the things that are not relevant right now to just be what they are, and just really showing up for change, for freedom from those little problems that you have either written in about or that are sort of right there in your body somewhere or in your heart. So we're going to start going through all the different chakras, and if you can lie down if you want, sitting is always better, and some of it might be a little challenging. Do the best you can. The group's vibration will basically support you, and just, you know, if you do fall asleep in the process, it's okay. Just know that it's just your own reasoning that kind of starts basically shutting out a newness, because it cannot be understood. It's something that appears scary. So what happens? We shut down and just fall asleep. And if that happens, well, then it happens. You know, maybe the next time you listen again to the replay, you might stay awake. And if you sit relatively straight but comfortable, you might actually not fall asleep. So let's start. Just put your palms on your thighs. If you're holding a phone, you do whatever you can. And just allow now a beautiful, brilliant white light to come down into your body from infinity above you. And just coming into your head, into your throat area, into the shoulders, into the lungs and the heart, flowing through the diaphragm, into those areas that are very tight in the midsection, and into the abdominal area, pelvic area. And flowing the light through your legs, knees, and feet and out. And it just keeps flowing in from above and filling up, flowing through, continuously being filled from above, coming out of your hands, your feet, and moving back into infinity. It comes from infinity, moves back into infinity, filling every cell in your body with light. And a deep breath. And just knowing that everything that needs to be received as being received, whatever is not useful bypasses you. And we're just going to now bring in a red light, a beautiful, bright, like glass, beautiful, transparent red light. It's going to be breathing in into the base chakra. And the base chakra is at the perineum, at the end of the base of the spine, just to the bottom of your trunk. And you're just breathing in. And as you breathe in, this white light just turns into this beautiful red light in that area. And just even see it, feel it. And whenever it's difficult, it's just a sign that there's some blockages there. When it's easy, enjoy it. Make it brighter, just enjoy it. Just notice what it feels like. And this is the area of the adrenals. This energy center governs the adrenals, and we know of the adrenals, it's the hormones that give us this sense of stress, anxiety, fear, constant tension. And as we rest into this beautiful, enjoying this beautiful red light, the adrenals are being calmed and soothed, nourished, and reset. I'm going to also allow this red light, or we know that the red light moves through all the seven layers. You see, there's not just one center. It's very profound. There are so many different layers to this part of your consciousness. Some are emotional, higher emotions, lower emotions. There are structures, and they're built from thoughts. And these thoughts that are hiding in that particular level of consciousness that you are, that is expressing in your body as well. And it's those thoughts that are hiding in your body as diseases, as pains, as manifestations of diseases. So just keep seeing the beautiful red light in the base chakra. You're breathing, and it's just quickening it. And if you need to know where it's coming from, it's coming right from your core, from the central tube of light, that brilliant, white, clear light that runs to the center of your body. It's coming from there, just empties itself and fills out that chakra. There you go, beautiful. Now I want you to keep that red light there. And just kind of go up a little bit where, for women, it's where the uterus is. It's like underneath the belly button in that area, there is a second chakra. Just keep the red light. Don't lose it. And now we're going to bring forth an orange light. It's, again, very clean, clear, brilliant orange light. Even just thinking of it, a beautiful orange, a kind of beautiful, clear light. That's it. You just maybe breathing in helps, and breathing out from the core into that chakra. And essentially, you actually want to breathe out in the front. Because there's a back opening. But the back opening is, we're not going to concern ourselves about it. It just happens simply by just breathing out in the front. The back takes care of itself. This beautiful ball of orange light in the second chakra. We got the red light in the base. The second chakra is your sense of intimacy, play, and innocence. Not having guilt, not having shame, being shameful about the body, shameful about what it looks like, trying to control and just fall out of play and innocence. Needing to distort, contort. Deep breath. And then continue to just work with the light. Very simple. It's a very sensory experience, very visual as well. And we're going to let that, we know, just through knowing this, that this orange light is working inside the emotions, but also in the structures and the thoughts. Orange light, when it's clear, it helps us break down the thoughts that are in there, the level of consciousness, the murkiness that then is projected out in all these problems. We just want to clear, bring more clarity to it. So working at the source, you know, right at the center where all these thoughts come from. Yeah, deep breath. And then we're going to move to the next. And before I move to the next one, so we have the hormones here. Of course, the sex glands, allowing them to balance, allowing them to regulate. There were people with issues still about PMS and such things. Allowing this beautiful, playful orange light, innocent, no hang-ups. It's a happy color, very happy color. There's a happiness there. That's deep in the body. So I'm going to leave the red light, beautiful clear light, the orange light, moving up to the solar plexus now. There's a sun plexus, right where the stomach is, where your real stomach is, where the right underneath the diaphragm. It's a very big chakra, very big energy center. And we're going to breathe out a beautiful yellow, bright yellow light. That's it, beautiful. In and out from your core, or if this is very difficult, you can even imagine breathing in from anywhere. It doesn't matter. There's just yellow light, and it's concentrating in this ball in that area. So you're still seeing the red light, the orange light, and the yellow light. It requires a little bit of attention. The right brain and the left brain. We're working with both brains now. The right brain is aware of all the three of those colors, and the left brain is working directly with the solar plexus now. Riding a bike, you don't fall either to the left or the right, or to the right. You're just staying balanced. Very easy. There's no reason to stress about it, to tense up. Keep your shoulders relaxed. Keep breathing. It's all happening by itself. So we have this area of joyfulness. We engage joyfully with the world around us. We're happy about being powerful and expressive. There is a clarity of boundaries, knowing who we are. We don't retreat too much, hiding our power, or we push out aggressively because we're scared and trying to kind of do a preemptive strike. So there's a very clear, beautiful yellow light. And feel into the frequency of the feeling of yellow, of the yellow light. Feel yourself into that. It's very uplifting, right? In a different way than orange is. Orange is way more joyful and intense, where yellow is a little lighter right now. So it's where power becomes real power. It's very light. And on this level, we have the hormonal gland of the insulin and the pancreas. And knowing what belongs to us and what doesn't. Boundaries. Taking in what belongs to us is the sugar metabolism, taking it in, but not going overboard and grabbing too much because we're scared we're not getting anything, we're starving somewhere. See the yellow light. Just like the sun. The sun is giving life. Eating carbohydrates are nourishing us, giving us life in the physical. Too much is not good, too little is not good. Seeing a very clear yellow light. There's still the orange light, there's still the red light. Breathe and relax. Let your face melt, your shoulders. Enjoy now as slowly we're going to move into the center chakra. We have taken care of the lower ones. We're relaxing. The physical body is now very nourished, very taken care of. Deep breath. We're moving into the next chakra, up into the heart. beautiful emerald green, transparent. Again, all these colors are transparent like glass. Very clear. That's it. Just enjoying the green flavor. Not even thinking about it. It's just green. What does it taste like? What's the flavor of it? Just feeling. There's still the yellow light, the orange, and the red. This chakra governs the thymus gland. The thymus gland has to do with our immune system. Our immune system is an intelligence that knows who is me and who is the other, and the sense of connecting and where not to connect. And when there's confusion, there is autoimmune diseases and other kinds of problems. So what is an enemy? What's not an enemy? Just keep seeing the beautiful green light. Breathe. Bring it forward. Fill into that heart chakra. Beautiful. All of nature is green. It's a very healing, balancing, natural place. It's really the signature chakra of this particular planet that we're in. It's connection, but not attaching. The moment we attach, we pull things into us and it causes problems. So it's very clearly connecting and separating. The balance of it is green. We're connected and separate. The balance is green. Just see green. All the levels of your being, emotionally, the thoughts in those areas are being purified, corrected. And the thymus hormones are just adjusting to optimum functioning. Now we're going to the throat chakra, which is blue. Sky blue, like a beautiful sky blue. It's like a lighter blue. Let it come in the kind of hue that arises for you. Just watch what happens. As you breathe into this chakra, breathe out into it from the core, or breathe the color in from the outside. Both ways work. And you're filling this with a very beautiful, clean, clear, light blue color. And this chakra is a smaller chakra, but a very potent one, that there are a lot of imbalances for a lot of people. That's the thyroid. And just seeing this beautiful, perfect, clear, blue, light, knowing that as we're doing this, and there's a lot of clearing here right now. The thyroid is adjusting. The hormones are adjusting. The expression of who you are is adjusting on the psychological level. Expression out into the world. And you're still seeing, you know, that there's the green chakra in the heart, the yellow in the solar plexus, the orange, and the second chakra, the red in the base. You're gazing at this beautiful orchestra of light. And using the word orchestra, there's actually sound as well. The light is on a different level. It's also sound. So beautiful clear light, beautiful clear vibrations of energy, sound streaming through you. Correcting damages, tears, congestions. And maybe you kind of go back and just kind of quicken a little bit one of the chakras that seem a little murky for you, that you kind of lost touch with. It's like, what happened with it? I can't see it. I can't feel it. That's just the one that needs a little bit more attention. So the next chakra, we're having the light blue one in the throat. We're going to come up into the center of the head. And that's the pituitary chakra, the brow, third eye that we call, the ajna. Your imagining center, your commanding center. The center of true seeing or false seeing if it's very murky. We're going to have a beautiful indigo blue. Like an indigo. Like a lapis lazuli. Maybe that's the right color that you maybe understand. Some people see a bit more purple in it, more blue. It's like a lapis color. Yeah, that's it. Deep breath. Just see that. It's a smaller chakra, but a very potent one as well. And you let that beautiful, clean, clear lapis indigo shine. And allowing the pituitary gland, the front and the back, to clear, to balance, to settle, to optimize. It's our master gland for all the rest of it. And just as this is the master gland for all the rest of the glands, this is also your main chakra of being in the physical body of how to be at your best. How to see things from where you drive your life into the future you see, and the more luminous it is, the nicer you will manifest it, and the rest of all the lights below you will be very clear. So beautiful indigo light, the brighter it is, the more beautiful, the more saturated, more happy. Your light blue in the throat will be happy, your emerald green in the heart will be happy, your sun, golden one in this solar plexus is happy, orange is beautiful and playful, and then your beautiful strong red, certain color of red, it's all there, it's all happening. Keep breathing, let the breath, and maybe the breath is much shallower now, but just let it happen, relax. I'm coming to the last chakra. And that's your pineal gland chakra. We're just going to see a white light in the crown chakra. Just opening up thousand petal lotus. That's a pretty big chakra. And that's the one that connects us to infinity. And it opens up for all this light to come in, so that you have all the other rainbow colors inside you happening. So the main function of this chakra is to be open. And to see the totality of everything. To be connected with all there is. So just for a moment now, enjoy the state that you're in. And what we're going to do now is take this white light of the crown chakra now, because it's being fed from infinity, eternity. And we're just going to see this white light in the red. Turn the red light in the base chakra, turn it white. Pure, brilliant white. Transform it. Beautiful. Transform it. Use your power, transform it into white light. Leave it white, go to the orange chakra. Transform the orange into white, brilliant white light. Continue up now to the solar plexus. The yellow turns white, white light. All the three lower chakras are turning white light. Now coming up to the emerald green is turning white, white light. Coming up to the throat chakra, blue, white light, turning white light. Beautiful, that's good. And now coming to the brow chakra, the indigo lapis turning white light. Everything is white. Relax, just relax. Just see all white light. Everything becomes one. All the colors are becoming one white light. Keep breathing, relax. Let the white light flow into every cell of your body. It's happening. Just know it is. It's flowing into the aura because the chakras are opening up into the aura, causing the aura. Everything's white light. And notice how you can receive the words and be here and at the same time experience this very seamless existence of yours. Allowing this white light to continue to fill your body and take care of whatever needs to be taken care of without even having to micromanage it at all. It's just intelligence, the ultimate intelligence. And in fact, we're going to go a little bit further and just kind of forget even the white light. Just know there's a clear light beyond understanding. Just for a split second. Deep breath. Beautiful. So now, feel your feet on the ground. We're in a very heightened state. Chakras are very open. We're just going to keep them just as they are until the call is ended. And at the end of the call, we're going to kind of close down a little bit, but we can just kind of leave it for now to receive continuous healing. And maybe we'll just ask every aura to set to its optimum size right now. Everybody's on the call and everybody who listens to the replay, just kind of, it's just something that you don't have to do anything. It's just a knowing, just kind of contracting or expanding or just setting to absolute perfect size, perfect opening of the chakras for you that works here for this call and to receive optimum healing. Allowing the hormones to continue to adjust. Deep breath. And knowing that the hormones and the light are so intrinsically linked. And we're just going to move now to working more directly with you. And we're just going to answer some questions and some question and answers. So I'm just going to ask Kim to give me a... Kim, are you there? Are you able to talk now? Are you able to talk?
Yes.
Do you have a question that we can answer now?
Mm-hmm. Christelle Novak, her question was, she has permanent water retention. Which is especially marked on her legs, and it affects her like she feels it's unattractive and highlights her cellulite quite a bit. She has two problems. One is she's resisting taking care of herself, and when she sees it gets better, it gets worse. She's afraid to shine, whether it's through physical attractiveness or any kind of talent.
Okay. Well, let me answer that. Thanks, Kim.
Okay.
So we even talked about the word shine, right? So right now in this moment, if Christelle, if you're even on or maybe listen later, it's like this shine is now happening. If you went through this process, allowing these thoughts and this perception of the body to change, and there is... The second chakra and the one in the seeing one and the third eye, the sixth and the second are connected. One is they're really the opposites, you could say. And so there is a little bit more orange, more work on the second chakra we're going to do right now for everybody, which has to do with sometimes, abuse with whatever, you're experiencing there. It could be sexual abuse. It could be, how your parents connected with you because maybe they were alcoholics. Maybe they didn't connect. Maybe you had mom or dad who didn't connect with you at all. And there was no information flowing back and forth that was helpful for you at the time. So there is some distortion. I want to just work with that second chakra right now for everybody. And the second chakra is a water chakra on the astral level. And so the water retention, that sounds to me like is an emotional retaining and a misfunction of the second chakra. So let's kind of everybody do some clearing on that. There you go, just some opening here. Beautiful. That was good. Is there another question, Kim, you have?
Yes, the second question is from Reem. She said she had a partial hysterectomy 3 years ago because of large fibroids, but she still has her ovaries. And she gets crazy PMS, bloating, breast tension, and she's been working with the MP3s, but the PMS doesn't seem to budge.
Okay. Well, because the fibroids were taken out, and so there has been the energetics underneath are obviously still needing some. And what I'm seeing there with her is I see the cut, actually. So we'll have to kind of close the surgery impact on the structural body and the energy field. I'm going to do that. There you go. And anybody else who had any surgery in that area to heal the imprint of that, which is really being a feedback loop then in the brain and that runs the, it kind of stops, blocks the energies in that area. So good. And we're just going to spread out. We're going to keep working with the light today, spreading out this beautiful orange light and filling that area. And also the red light, you know, and the base chakra needs to be very bright as well. We're going to have to ground through, because if the energy doesn't move out, it backs up and just balloons up in the belly. That's often the case. So all these residues of vibrations, emotions right now in the belly area, and that's for everybody, not just for her, to allow that to transmute, to clear. For some it's grounding, for some it's transmuting, transforming, neutralizing, collapsing. It always depends on where you're at. There you go, it's getting better. And there's actually just a little bit more in the digestive tract up there in the yellow chakra as well for her. So for everybody right now that has to do with solar plexus issues, we're just going to work on that right now as well. There you go. Beautiful. Okay. So I'm going to go and take a, thanks Kim, I'm going to take one call now and or three, and we'll go back to some questions. I'm going to unmute Noreen at 847. Hi Noreen.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very well. Oh, thank you.
Thank you. You know, I had thyroid surgery many years ago, and I still feel that I don't fully express. So could you check that chakra and scar tissue, that area?
Okay. You're taking medication now? Is the thyroid all out?
Half of it was removed, and I take a minimum amount of Synthroid.
Okay. Yeah, that came up during the group clearing. I noticed lots of thyroid. So everybody... Well, you know, the thyroid is such an amazing place. It's the fifth chakra is where all the thoughts are. It's the home of all your thoughts and all your karmas. And so either we can, so it's like you really went radical in there and just said, oh, well, let's just move a whole chunk out of there. So the thing is that it's, I think with self-belief here, I'm getting the message of believing in yourself. Okay. There you go. Do you have problems with that?
Yes. Self-confidence, I suppose.
Yeah. That's what I'm hearing here. Yeah. So the confidence.
Particularly when we're working in your area of spiritual inner awareness or something, because when it's not reflected back to me over many years, sometimes there's been, you know.
What do you mean? Like, what do you mean with that?
I don't know. I suppose it has to do with value, respect versus doing something very tangible in the world that can be measured and
received. Okay, that's what you mean.
And, yeah.
Okay. Well, you see, initially, it is actually incredibly repeatable. Everything that I know of and that I applied in my journey is very technical and very repeatable, and it works. It's just that when you don't have the awareness for it, then you think it's not tangible. So the people that aren't able to see it, it's still there. So I think it's not about proving that it's real. It's more about paying attention and making what you can do is keep testing it and then getting your own feedback. So you write things down, you try things again, you write things down, you keep a log like a scientist, what happened. And you do this for a while to kind of really check for yourself. And then the next thing is, and that has to do with self-confidence, you utterly and completely ignore the rest of the world.
Okay.
Because
yeah, so thyroid surgery happened when I was 20.
Yeah.
And my mother had just had a mastectomy, and the world kind of turned upside down at that point.
So there's another trauma there as well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Take a deep breath. Okay. And to disbelief, can you feel the disbelief inside you?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, we're just going to put our attention on it, just allowing it to dissolve a little bit. Disbelief is trying to understand something, trying to reason something it cannot be reasoned with. And when it doesn't serve you to reason, then you just let go. You know, you reason as much as you can when it's useful, but then if it goes too far and it hurts you, you let go. You just stay open. Yeah, so we're going to clear that here. How does that feel now?
Much, much more spacious.
Spacious, yeah. It feels more lighter, right? Yeah. Okay, and in that space, you know, it is the chakra of space, you know, the throat is the space chakra. It is like a room, it's the space, and then what do you put in that space? So now it's think and really sit with yourself. What do you put in that space? What do you truly want to think? What are the new thoughts you put there? If you want to put some new thoughts there, you know, then just choose your new thoughts wisely. How will they serve you? You understand?
Yes.
Okay, good. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you, you very much.
Thanks. Bye. We have somebody at on a web link. Hello, can you hear me? Hello? You might have to say something so I can hear you, because there's no word. It says anonymous. I can hear you. Hello? Okay.
Hello?
Yes, that's you. Exactly. You weren't
Hello.
Sure, right? I can hear you. What's your name?
Diana.
Okay, Diana. Is this Diana Morton?
Yeah, I'm on a call. That's just that I don't understand how it came through a web link.
I don't know. It's
come through as anonymous, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm not sure what it is. But yeah, go ahead. Okay. Do you have a question?
Yes, I recently had an appointment with you, and I had mentioned that I was having, this just suddenly started in the last month or so, pain in my right hip. And it went away. And then it started yesterday evening, excruciating, went away. Then it started right after the last call with you. It started up again. And mm-hmm. Is there something I'm doing that is contributing to this?
No. It's because when the energy moves, and it's like a ping pong ball, you know, like or on a, it goes ding dong ding ding, it flows, it starts flowing, right, and then it hits some areas, and in the moment it hits it, some other layer of this issue, you can feel something, but then you let it flow, don't freeze it now through worrying or fearing, we've put the energy there, it flows. and you have to trust it, and you might want to support it with any kind of healing methods you have, you know, visualizing light or whatever you do. Lots of you guys do stuff.
I've been trying to breathe light into the area, and also I put a nice back on my hip to try to ease it a bit.
Exactly.
This has never happened to me before. This is something totally new for me.
You mean the pain in the hip?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that means that you're growing and expanding in consciousness, because whenever it's new, it means, okay, it's like a new class. You graduated and you have to conquer and see through some bigger lesson, you know? Do you understand?
Yes.
And when you say yes to it and say, okay, you know, I'm willing to meet this, then you are going to come with a totally different energy, and there is, you already have a higher vibration and you're able to meet it. When we try to fight something, we kind of make it more resistant.
Okay. Someone suggested to me last year that, because I was having difficulty walking in my lower legs, and she suggested that it might be that I figuratively and literally am feeling challenged and supporting myself financially. Does that have anything to do with it?
Oh, well, I'm asking you, does this resonate true?
Well, I am having challenges lately, and it's regarding my house, to keep my home, and I just got information today. With a proposal from the bank on my mortgage, and the numbers are just not adding up. I'm doing the math and I'm not seeing it.
Yeah, so I can see your whole aura is shaking. So this is a problem. You're stuck on that, right? Yeah. So,
yeah,
okay.
It's generating more income to cover it. In other words, if one side goes up, the other side has to go up to balance it. It's seeking the balance. That's what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, just feel that for a moment, like this conundrum, this problem you're having, because this is hurting you. I'm just going to move something through your base chakra now. And everybody who's on the call and who listens later. And as I'm doing this right now, do you notice a change in the pain level?
Yes.
Okay. There you go. Okay. So the focus is, as you have discovered yourself here, and also with this other healer, that is to work with the house issue. Clear that. Maybe you run the light in there, as well as in the hip.
Okay. Thank you, Aratima.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Kim, do you have another question?
Yes, I do. I have a question from Tara Bryn. And she was wondering if you could work with her autoimmune disease, as it's still sticking to her. She has type 1 diabetes. She would like to be able to connect her identity to the disease. She wants to step away from it entirely so that she can be free of it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not on the call today, but she mm-hmm. asked if you could possibly do some work around mm-hmm. that for her.
Okay. Just wondering, I think I read something about somebody else had parents that were diabetic, wanted some clearing on the family line. So maybe we're going to do some genetic work here with this. So we're just going to ask mom's and dad's genetics to come up on the right side, dad's genetic on the left, mom's, and allow everybody's, if there are markers inside of yourself that are showing up through the ancestral line to clear now. Oh, that's pretty strong, actually. I'm just going to bring some white light into it as well, clearing the identification of it. And I'd like to take this actually out into the collective, into infinity, because just in the States alone, I heard numbers of more and more children going to be diabetic, I think about 60% or so. So I'm just going to ask this to be corrected, because it's really a program, a drama of not receiving love and receiving things correctly. Okay, it's kind of swirling through all the way into the third eye now. And actually went out the crown chakra. That was kind of interesting. Did you notice that, Kim? Okay, so is there another question that we can address?
Yes, there's one more from Edie Lane. And she's wanting to know if you can tell her, as a part of the healing we are creating in our bodies, we need to eat a certain way, eating certain types of foods and supplements. So she's asking if there are certain things that she should be doing, should be eating or taking supplements. She's dealing with several health issues and struggling with what to put in her body. Weight is definitely an issue, but she is eating better than most.
Okay, well, thanks, Kim. This is would be a longer process to go through a lot of that for her. It's more like something I need to do in a session. But what I can say in general is that food intake is going to shift and change according to your level of consciousness. When your vibration will constantly shift and change, and your food has to adjust, and there is really no particular diet or program that is universal for everybody. Although people always want to say that that is so, there's collectively people that are at times in the same morphic field that are resonating with a particular diet that works for them. But even that is not always rooted in truth, because the experience that one has sometimes with eating certain foods, they give you a certain kind of brain experiences that might make you feel better, but it's not necessarily really what you need. So it's a very complex process. I've explored with diets my entire life, and that's what I learned, and that's what I can share. And everybody else will probably tell you something different. So in that sense, I come back to you being in your core, and either if you have ways of testing what's good for you, you do that, and really throwing out all rules, really things that make no sense. Some people are quite sensitive. They feel like they need, like we did colors today, they feel like, I know people, I had it myself sometimes, I feel like I need to eat something that has a color orange on it. It could be an orange pepper or an orange, that color, or I feel like something has to be dark indigo, like some berries, or it has to be something else. It comes from the ground and it's very like a root vegetable. So you have to really kind of go with that, and it will be depending on your karmas and astrological influences. There's a lot of different, also where you live, how your lifestyle is, because when you were 2 months old, you ate different foods that you will be eating when you were 40 and were maybe pregnant, or when you're 80, you will need different foods. It's always adjusting, and the frequencies are adjusting. So I hope that helps. Very general, but that's sort of the gist of it. So I'm going to go, yeah, thanks, Kim. I'm going to go now to the next person, and I'm going to unmute Jackie. At 517, am I saying this right? Jackie or Jacqueline, maybe. Maybe
Jacqueline, name is hello.
Yeah. Hi there. The whole name
hi.
Is cut off, so.
I'm so
hi
there.
There. Good. Hi there. I yes. like enthusiasm. What can we do?
I have had a burning mouth syndrome for over 3 years, and I've purchased this current package and your last package, and I still play those regularly, like every day. I have them on a loop. And do other things, but I've been treated for B12 deficiency. It could be allergic. They're not sure what it is.
Yeah, I can feel it,
so
actually.
I was wondering if you could tell me what's going on and if you could help me.
Yeah, it's a very strange vibration. Let me just go there. And for some reason, I'm getting sort of something more like an entity, kind of like an implant kind of thing, you know, like in that direction.
Okay.
So which is really a thought form that is not serving you, and that's kind of locking you in. It's kind of limiting you. And let me ask you this. You've tried a lot of things and nothing is changing, right? It's like you're locked into this.
Right. And now when I go to sleep, it may get better, feel better in the morning. When I eat something, it gets worse. Some things that I eat, like I ate a piece of raw celery, and my mouth burned worse, and I was up almost all night because the burning kind of upsets me and scares me.
Going to go into you showing me your DNA actually as well. Are you noticing some changes right now?
Well, I just felt something shift. It, you know, it's still burning. You don't feel warm.
Yeah, there was a change in the DNA, and that kind of popped up while I was working on this. Feeling locked in. And I'm going to ask that any, especially everybody that's on the call right now and everywhere else, anything that where you are basically blocked, like seriously like a, it's like a lock, something that's sort of put in and you're just really stuck, that kind of energy, and allow that to unlock through your DNA, through your ancestral line, through all the dimensions of your existence. And just also asking for any causes that are even unknown to us, like we can't even think and imagine, to cause so be clearing now. And put your finger on your tongue for a moment if you can.
Okay.
Okay, just relax. Take it. Okay, good. I just went into the tissues for a moment. They're kind of sort of a little frightened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So just kind of work with that also emotionally. I'm going to leave you with that. Just kind of look at areas in your life where you're frightened.
Yes.
And you're recoiling. Okay, write that down and just write about it. Okay, I'll leave you with that. Thank you. Okay, thanks, Jacqueline. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Chival William in Bloomfield, New Jersey.
Hi, it's Veronica.
Hi, Veronica.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay. I don't know. I've been doing all of the MP3s, and I feel like I have all this energy. And it's good. I'm healing in a lot of different ways, and I feel as though I'm evolving in so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's, like, I try and move on, but I have conflict. I have conflict, and I feel, it, like, you know what we're talking about? It's like I can't walk forward. Like, I'm having pains in my right side.
Did we talk earlier today, this morning?
No, we did not. No,
okay.
We've spoken, like, in the past calls.
Yes,
like,
okay.
Before. Mm-hmm. But I have pain, you know, on my, something just happens to my leg on my right side.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see it, you know, there's varicose veins there. You know, I thought that maybe this leg was longer than the other and it was putting more weight on it because before there was more calluses on the bottom of my feet. But then, you know, I was told that, you know, they're even. But something just seems to manifest in my right side, on my right hip, like straight down my leg. It just seems heavier. You know, there's more cellulite on this leg.
Okay, so when you said even in the beginning, like there's lots of good stuff happening, but then you're conflicted about moving forward. Like, so you're not sure what you want to move forward to? Like, do you have different goals at the same time?
I just wanted, well, let me give you some background. I was home for a while. You know, I had to raise my children. I've raised them, you know, my husband and I have been separated. So it was, you know, it was a lot of pressure on me to get a lot of things done. And then I became a caregiver because my daughter got sick. And I find myself being a caregiver for my mother. But
now
that I'm older, I want to start doing something. I want to work. But I don't know what to do. When I think about going back to corporate America, it's like not something I really want to do. I can't deal with that anymore.
I hear you, Veronica. I can see it already. So the problem is because the point where you're stuck is the pressure. Pressure usually is what causes varicose veins. You got the pressure on the base chakra of too much of all this caregiving kind of work, and this is where you're stuck on. When we clear this, then you can freely move forward with more lightness into what you actually want to do. So it's almost like you're trying to do something you're not ready for because you haven't first put your shoes on. You know what I'm saying? Let's first we need to get rid of the pressure. So anybody here on the call who has pressure in their lives, you pressure yourself really. Can you feel the pressure?
I feel this pressure, and I feel it also. I mean, we're talking about ancestral stuff and DNA. And my mother is giving the charge that she puts out, and it just affects me. I recoil, and I hate that because I love my mother, but I hate what that thing does to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's much.
Okay.
It's overwhelming.
You're really suffering from it. I can hear it. So, just kind of stay with that for a moment. And we're just going to, are you willing to offer up this pressure? I mean, it's really just an experience, right?
Yes. She's with me here now, and I'm hoping that relieves it in her as well. Possible. If that's possible.
Everything's possible, but first I need to work with you, especially because you're very attached. You're very caught in this experience. Your sensations have so manifested so deeply in your legs that it's so real. So, take a deep breath. We're just going to open up a memory from a long time ago in another past life where I'm just going to say that this is all not true anymore. It didn't happen. It's done. It's over with. You can walk away. You don't have to do this anymore. You can walk away. Did you feel that? Yeah. Did you feel that? How does this feel?
Feels
crying. Do you feel a bit of grief too?
I feel like the drain is pulling out. I feel like the leg, my right leg is like, whoa.
Yeah, it's going to keep draining. And the grief, there's a lot of grief. This was in a past life. You had to walk away from something and you kind of stayed and you keep doing this and repeating it now. So still draining, right? Yeah, beautiful. There you go. Oh, it's pretty powerful actually. Whew. So, as this is draining, can you even, it's a little early now, but I'm rushing you here. I'm very sorry. Just to help you further, will you be able to, when you think about now where to move, can you feel a little bit of space to enjoy? Does an idea pop up? Freedom? What to do next?
I'm going to think about this. But
it's
just like draining. It's like I feel like I was in a fall. Standing right now, so maybe I should sit. But it was amazing how, like, really every my left leg feels as though it's absorbed. You know, it's like, and my right leg is like emptying. Emptying out.
Yeah.
It's really thing.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Just let it happen. It's exciting. Okay, thank you. Okay, let's take a minute out.
It's amazing.
Okay, just keep sitting down. Don't fall over. I'll talk to you. Bye. Bye. Okay, that was, now next person is Michael or his wife. Michael, it's 510 in Oakland. Hello, can you
hello?
Hear me? Yes,
hello.
Yes, hi there.
Hi, my name is Janine.
Janine,
and,
nice to meet you.
Oh, thank you so much for calling on me. I've raised my hand on every call, and today is the perfect day. An earlier caller did sort of raise the issue that I have, which is pelvic trauma. But for me, it's a 20-year cycle. I had to terminate a pregnancy second trimester in my early 20s for complicated reasons. And then I had infertility in my 30s and had four attempts at in vitro that failed. And then I finally visualized and manifested a pregnancy, and I had a very difficult pregnancy. I almost died during childbirth. I had a lot of hemorrhaging and transfusions. And then about 3 years later, as a result of all that, I had a complete pelvic prolapse and had to have a full hysterectomy, rectus seal repair, and bladder surgery. And so, and this was 1 month after my mother died. And now 3 years later, I'm having symptoms that my surgery may be failing. And anyways, so you, I'm having urethra problems, air bubbles coming down my urethra.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry to hear all that. That's quite a procedure here. Okay. So let me just put your hands on your pelvic area, and anybody else has pelvic stuff, just put your hand there, even if there's anything in the chakra area. How did you do during the when we did the light meditation? What did you experience at the orange light?
Well, you know, I was actually at my home during that time dealing with a family crisis. So I was sort of listening and dealing and not able to embrace it fully. And so I drove myself to a parking lot so that I could experience this.
Isn't that interesting? So you had a family crisis during that time. Did the family crisis, you don't have to talk about it, but did it kind of have something to do kind of with this topic, that with your pelvis area?
Well, I guess I'm using the word crisis a little bit generously. It was more just I needed my husband to take over so that I could be on the call, and my son has autism, and his friend, and they were having a major problem, and my husband wasn't able to handle it, and so I had to handle it, and we have a lot of tension in our marriage.
Okay.
I also have been doing a lot of caregiving, and
I was just going to say it sounds very similar to the last caller. It's a very feminine thing. Too much pressure. You know, you've pushed and pushed yourself into a pregnancy, you've pushed to have a children, all these things, you are now, it's very difficult to even pull yourself out of and to enjoy yourself. There's crisis around it, right?
Yeah.
So if we were not just, are you willing to give up this drama of relating?
Absolutely.
More play, more joy, innocence, you know, just the way you would actually wish your child to be, right? Just happy children. You are also a happy child. So let's bring some more happiness into the second chakra, into the world of the pelvic area, which is a place of effortless creating, actually, not through pushing and pulling and manipulating, and then things tear and pull and fall out. It's not what we really want. And I'm seeing a male being above you, so I'm just going to remove this being. Do you feel some more lightness coming in?
Yeah, I'm processing a lot of grief right now.
Yeah, I know. There you go, beautiful. You're doing really well. Okay, this is also moving now into the tissue area. We're just going to bring the urethra and the whole pelvic floor, allowing it to be happy, tighter. Whatever needs to happen in that area, removing trauma, impact, confusion, interference. And none of this was your fault, okay?
Thank
you. You're blaming yourself a little bit, right?
I don't know consciously, but probably subconsciously.
There you go. That's beautiful. Another layer. Okay.
I'm feeling energy moving into my heart.
Yeah. Beautiful. There's a deep, this goes deep and it's very collective. It does not just address you, but everybody. Women that have this, the general programming in women to serve and to kind of do a lot more than they're capable of or they should, it's because of this deep programming that women are not good enough and that we have to do something in order to actually be worthy and exist. This kind of runs really deep and it plays itself out in many areas in life. And this is what we're just working on right now, since I can see it all in the collective right now, not just inside of yourself. Moving the energy that's in the second chakra up into the heart. And just knowing that you're beautiful just the way you are. And there's nothing you have to do or prove. So there's no reason to get into any argument. You can just be as you are. And so you're feeling a little strange in the head right now, right?
I'm still just feeling intenseness in my heart right now.
Mm-hmm.
My chest, yeah.
Is it okay? Does it feel good?
Yeah. I feel any movement. I've also had a extremely blocked heart chakra for many years and not feeling. But I didn't go into it just because I had so little time and so much already.
You know, but
I feel that's clearing as well.
Yeah, because the second chakra problems were because of this heart, right? It's like there's a certain amount of energy in the body, and it's like a tube. You think of a balloon. If you just push down one area, it bubbles up in the other. So you had too much energy. You know, it's almost like the pressure is pushing out. But the thing is, you have currents that go up in the heart and up, and then there's currents that go down. All that needs to be natural, like a breath coming in and out. And when there's blockages, then things kind of go out of whack. And sooner or later, they affect the physical body, and they show up on the physical level as being going out of whack. So you're trying to release downwards on the physical, which is not right, because you don't want that. You know, you don't want to release things physically downward. You just want to, you know, that's what we're doing here. So it's good that you open the heart now. That's beautiful. All right.
Now, should the energy go out the top of my head?
Or? Don't worry about it. Yeah,
just let it go.
Doing, let it go. Yeah.
Okay. Thank okay. you so much for your help today.
You're welcome. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Kim, is there another question that came in that we need to address?
There one more question came in from Eileen Akey. Mm-hmm. She is dealing with very painful heartburn, acid reflux. She finds it worse when she's eating. Almost everything burns immediately in her mouth and her throat and her stomach. And she's wondering if you could possibly address this for her.
Hmm. Okay. Well, yeah, it will come when... okay. So let's... everybody in the solar plexus area right now, and Eileen. I'm just going to reduce, if there is too much activity there, reducing the... You know, when there's a lot of fire, like a lot of heat in the body, like some of the yogic methods is actually to release and clean the stomach, because not all of it is something we want to push in and away, but it has to actually come out. You know, some people throw up and just let the acid come out. I'm not saying do that because it burns, but you know, it's good for the esophagus. But I get the sense that it's almost like a cleansing for her. So really being no fried stuff and just having a really low acid, you know, diet, and we're just going to adjust the production inside there. And also, you know, being aware of suppressed anger, making those conscious, and the body doesn't have to act it out. That's good. Okay. All right, so I'm just going to maybe take another call here. And there's a lady in Santa Monica. Her name is Pia Carla. Carla Pierre, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi there.
Oh, hi. thanks for taking my call. I don't know if I have adrenal fatigue or just feeling exhausted all the time. And then I also have loose stools, which I've had for quite a while.
Mm. Oh, okay. You've had this for a long time? Like, how old are you?
I'm 52.
Oh, okay.
I've had the loose stools. I don't know if it's IBS. That's what it was diagnosed with probably for 30 years off and on. But the adrenal fatigue, I think, is just recent.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're
like
Yeah. Well, you're in menopause, right? So your adrenals are going to be more taxed during that time. Have you worked very hard in the last 10 years?
Yeah, I do work quite a bit.
Mm, okay. Okay, so that's going to support everybody's adrenals. And is there something that excites you in your life?
Not right now. I do enjoy exercise. That's about it.
Do you try to get rid of your job?
Am I trying to get rid of my job?
Yeah. No?
No.
Is there something else you want to get rid of?
Well, I'm trying to, like you say, unhappiness. I'm trying to get happy.
Okay.
I'm trying to get rid of things that are bothering me by looking at it differently.
Okay. So good. We're just going to go to the digestive system now. And everybody who has digestive issues, take a deep breath, please. Okay. You noticing a little shift here?
I'm noticing like tightness in my stomach.
Hmm. Just put your hand where the tightness is.
Okay.
There you go. This is a very complex situation with you, Carla. So this sort of built on just a general outlook, the way you see life that's been with you your whole life. And it's just sort of basically starting to show up now for you. I'm just going into that right now. It's just a sort of it feels to me very cold right now. It's a very old energy. So I'm just going to move into it. Some deeper psychological perspective you're carrying. And just know that you are really loved. Do you know that? Do you feel loved?
I'm trying to realize that through self-love.
How do you do that?
By thinking that I'm part of God or spiritual self or spiritual.
Okay.
Spiritual love.
So, okay. Thank you for answering that. So you're thinking about it. You see, the thinking part is what comes into this whole situation with you. It's feeling that you're loved. Feeling, being loved. Feeling, knowing. Yeah, take a deep breath. That you're enough. And your mind can really teach you how to love. And it's also going, you know, the mind really kind of burns the adrenals out, just doesn't nourish. How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling peaceful.
That's a good start, yeah.
Kind of sad, too, like it's bringing up sadness.
Yeah, and that's beautiful, and I think you're not comfortable with that. But allow yourself to kind of feel that sadness. That's loving yourself. So if you had a friend that was sad, would you just kind of talk them down, or would you sit with them and just be with them? Be with yourself and love yourself and really being with your feelings, being with what is and being with whatever you experience. Don't think it out. Don't talk it down. Don't talk it up either. Am I helping with this?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thanks, Carla.
Right. Thanks so much.
Okay. Okay, there's somebody in Italy. Her name is Linda.
Yes.
Linda?
Yes.
Okay. In Reggio Emilia. Okay, hi there.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you clearly, yeah.
Okay, basically, I just want to know if the cyst on my right ovaries has been cleared completely, and also what is blocking me from not losing weight still?
And what happened to the cyst? The cyst is still there, or what did I hear?
I have no idea.
Oh, you don't know if it's still there. Okay, so you don't have any pain, nothing?
Sometimes a little bit uncomfortable, yes, on the right side.
Okay, well, put your hand there then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's a little contracted there. We're just going to go in there, some tension. Just take a deep breath. Okay, good. And then we're going to, you're moving me to the second chakra now, directly into the center. We're just going to energize that now. It's kind of blocked up. And talking about, you said about not losing weight, is your food intake and your exercise not matching the what your weight is?
Yeah, I think so. But I thought that should not bother, actually.
Not quite sure what you're saying. You're saying... I'm just saying, your weight that is too much, is that because you are eating more and you're sitting around, or are you actually eating properly and moving around and exercising?
I'm not exercising a lot. I'm sitting quite a lot on the computer.
Mm.
And I'm eating normal, I would think, because I'm quite a big eater, but I try to eat wisely.
Mm-hmm.
But I tried to lose 20 kg, but I've lost before, about a year ago, about 14 kg in 3 months. And then after that, I put it back on again. And then I don't seem to be able to lose much, maybe 1 kg and then back on again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The sense I get with you is kind of shifting. It's almost like shifting templates. I don't know how to put it in another word. It's not really the right word, but it's almost like... moving to, yeah, let me just do this energetically here. So, and everybody who needs to make a shift in understanding your body, like in terms of food and movement and what you think you should do right now and what worked in the past and what's going to be working now. It's kind of adjusting that. Going to open up your crown a little bit more and your third eye. And how would you feel about running in the mornings?
I cannot run in morning anymore because of knee injuries, because I used to do a lot of sports, and then I had two very bad falls, and one from the flight, because I was a flight attendant once, from the upper deck to the main deck. And then also running, jogging immediately after, like a month later when I wasn't here completely. And that has actually created quite a pain on my knee if I have to do a lot of running.
Okay. So, I understand. So you got some restrictions. So what we'll do for everybody here is we're just going to work directly with the hormonal glands. The hormones, when they're happy and they're very active and you got all this beautiful light inside you, in the chakras, and you're spinning really nicely, and all the hormones are really balancing and properly moving, your weight adjusts quite naturally. I mean, there is a certain amount of movement the body needs to do. I mean, you can do push-ups or something. Try to do 100 push-ups or sit-ups every day. You will lose weight. You will want to have to sweat. You want to sweat. You want to push past the limit where you feel like I can't do it and you want to sweat. That's when the chemistry flips. But that's where the fear is and the resistance. And that's where most people stop, because the resistance says, but that is where you basically turn the switch, and then the fat melts, you know. So be creative.
All I have to do is just do some housework and move a little bit. I'm already sweating. My body temperature gets hot very fast.
Okay.
And I cannot do lots of sit-up. I can't do sit-up anymore because of the neck pain. I cannot jog anymore. And when I do too much in the gym, I get a lot of problems and pains. And
so you have a lot of resistance
all the time.
Okay, you got a lot of resistances. So the best thing I can say to you is that if your doctor gives you permission to keep sweating and doesn't say you're going to overheat and it's okay for you, then I would say you're going to tackle your resistances and are going to kind of at least mentally and emotionally push through them and then slowly get your body on board as well and just kind of expect a little bit more. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because otherwise what will happen, gravity is going to contract you more and more. You will have more and more limitations. It won't just go away by itself.
You mean the weight?
Well, the weight and the limitations, you're going to have more and more limitations. More things will hurt and more things will give in. That's just the way aging is.
Okay.
Do you understand the process? If you don't work against gravity, you will... You know, like old people back then, they start crouching down and they're just getting smaller and contract and can barely move. You have to work against that gravity momentum. The death is a contracting force, you know.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yes.
You have your spirit. You have your spirit to override it. But, you know, you want to check with your doctor as well.
No, I can do walking.
Okay, yeah, but walking is nothing. Walking is normal. It's not exercise.
Okay.
It's not going to lose weight. You have to push your metabolism, right? So just still working. Just receive now. Take another deep breath. Still working on the hormones here. Just allowing the resistance to kind of crumble a little bit. Everybody who has resistance, it's like, I can't do it. I'm stuck. I'm hitting a wall. It's just the game we play with ourselves, like falling asleep, turning, going into denial, procrastinating, running away from your own power, from your own possibilities, from being joyful and happy. It's like you really are running away from being happy. Hormones and proper balance give you beautiful joy, so allowing that joy to spread through your body, bringing your soul back on board. And also accessing those powers from the past that are in past lives, you've had other talents and powers to access them, be creative and come up with great ideas that can, that you've mastered in other lives and can be added to this life. Be open to limitless possibilities. Okay, there you go.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. That was really helpful for a lot of people, you know. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, bye, Linda. Okay, so it's 2:22, so let's all take a deep breath and let just the day sort of flow away, everything that maybe was taken in today, and just allowing all the chakras to close to the degree that you need it. You're not going to be overexcited, to be open, you know, you don't want to go out in the world and just absorb everything, so just shutting them down like a door, tick, 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 in each chakra, closing it down so that they're normal functioning for normal activities, letting a nice wash of light come through your aura from above, cleaning through like a shower, cleansing everything off, let it go. Everything that touched you deeply, enjoy it. There you go. Beautiful. Thank you very much for being on this call. And I wish you a wonderful weekend. And I will see you next week. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
The moderator has left the conference.